Life Audio.
Before we jump into today's episode, I just wanted to express my thanks to everyone who uses our Buy Me a Coffee link to support our shows and our online ministry content. As I record this, there are nearly 100 of you who have done so, and I'd love to meet you personally, and here's how I hope to do that. This Sunday evening, March 10th at 6 o'clock p.m. Eastern, I'm going to be hosting an informal online meetup, Q&A, and prayer time for our supporters. Everyone who supports our show through the Buy Me a Coffee link in this episode's description is invited. All supporters will be receiving an email with the Zoom link later this week, and I can't wait to meet you. Now, let's take a quick pause for a few words from our network, then we'll jump right into today's episode. You're listening to Daily Devotions with Pastor John. I'm John Stonge, and today's devotion is inspired by 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 9, which says, "Who saved us and called us to a holy calling, not because of our works, but because of His own purpose and grace, which He gave us in Christ Jesus before the ages began." It's fascinating and truly beyond human comprehension to fully grasp the fact that our eternal, omniscient God loved us enough to rescue us from our sin and certain damnation. We were doomed. We were without hope. But now, through the atoning work of Christ Jesus, we have been rescued and placed on a brand new path. The Lord didn't save us because of anything good we had done. We couldn't earn His favor. We couldn't satisfy His wrath. We couldn't offer Him any excuses. Our righteousness was totally insufficient to match His holiness. So Jesus, the eternal Son of God, gave us the gift of His righteousness, and now we are called holy in God's sight. God saved us for a purpose. We have a calling. The mission of our lives is to bring glory to Jesus. Our words and our actions testify to His love and compassion. The work we do in this world is now empowered by His strength. The ultimate outcome of the efforts He's accomplishing through us is that more people will come to know Him, and those who do know Him will be built up and encouraged. Each day He blesses us with is a gift, and each moment has purpose. How will we choose to live out this holy calling today? Let's pray. Lord, we thank You for Your word, and we thank You for the privilege that it is to be able to look at it together today. And Lord, we're grateful for this reminder from the book of 2 Timothy, where we're reminded that You saved us and You called us to a holy calling. This is something that You have planned for us. This is something You have designed for us. And You've done so not because of our works. We didn't earn this. We didn't deserve this gift of salvation. We didn't deserve the calling You've placed on our lives. But You've done this because of Your own purpose and in Your own grace. And we're grateful that You've shown us this grace in Your Son, Jesus Christ. You've shown us this unmerited favor. We didn't deserve it. In fact, we deserved the exact opposite. But through Your Son, we're shown grace. And You look at us, people who were lost, people who were wandering, people who were headed in a terrible direction, a direction that led us farther and farther away from You. And You've put us on a path, and You've given us a mission that ultimately is designed to glorify Your name. So we're thankful to be the beneficiaries of these gifts. We're grateful for the fact that You've given us hope and a purpose. And again, Lord, we're grateful for the fact that since we couldn't earn the gift of salvation that You've given to us, we also can't earn it enough to keep it. It's a gift from start to finish, a gift of Your grace that's sustained by Your grace. So we're grateful for the reminders of these things that You give to us through Your word. And we pray that we would take comfort in these truths and that we would live these things out in every context that You place us in. We love You, Lord. We're grateful for Your blessings, and we commit this day to Your care and pray this all in Jesus' name. Amen.
Hi, friend. Are you stressed, maybe even worried about so many needs around you that you've forgotten you are worth taking care of too? Well, I'm Bonnie Gray, the host of Breathe, the Stressless Podcast. I want to invite you to join me as I share practical tips based on science, inspired by God's Word, to help you spark joy and restore God's peace and love to your soul. Subscribe now and go to lifeaudio.com.